Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Ruth, thank you very much for that. We're returning now to the story that Leo Varadkar has announced his resignation as Fine Gael leader and will also resign as Taoiseach. Taoiseach the Micheál Martin insisted the resignation would not prompt an early general election. While Mr. Martin said he was surprised by the Taoiseach's announcement, he insisted that the three-party coalition would serve a full term. Minister of State at the Department of Higher Education, Niall Collins, joins us now, and you're welcome, Minister, to the programme. Firstly, your reaction to the announcement this evening?
Yeah, I think like all other speakers and my party leader, I was surprised when I heard it. It wasn't expected. And I think that we just have to have calm heads and just we will progress ourselves through this in terms of Fine Gael will go away and elect a new party leader and the government, the work of government, the important work of government will continue on. It's important that the public know that there is proper stability at government level. There's three parties in the government. It's not government isn't about the people who serve in government. It's about the parties. We had a general election. The government was formed, a three-party coalition. And we enjoy a strong working majority. We've seen that on a number of occasions when confidence of when no confidence issues in the government were raised and they were seen off by quite a substantial margin. We have a programme for government which we're delivering upon. And I think that the Irish people expect that we will have stable government for 5 year periods.
Okay.
That gives a
we
proper signal.
We were discussing earlier
also
how democratic all this is, because I'm sure you've heard the weighting of all this when it comes to picking a new Fine Gael leader. 65% of the vote comes from within the parliamentary party. We worked out earlier that works out at about 35 people choosing the next Fine Gael leader and effectively choosing the next Taoiseach. Do you think that's democratic?
Look, I mean, that's the reality of how the Fine Gael party picked their leader. You know, different parties have different processes for picking their leaders. The public don't elect the party leaders. The public elect their public representatives in their constituencies.
No, I understand all that. My question is, the Fine Gael party will elect their party leader. And then, from what I'm hearing from Micheál Martin and yourself and the Green Party and Fianna Fáil will support whoever they've elected and elect that person as Taoiseach. And I'm wondering, do you think that's a democratic process? Because that effectively means around 35 people are choosing the next Taoiseach.
It's absolutely a democratic process. There is no issue with that. The three parties are signed up to a very ambitious programme for government, as you know, and we debate that with the likes of yourselves day in, day out, week in, week out. And we are delivering on that programme for government. And the public expect us to see through our term in government, and that's what we're fully intent on doing. And we will then stand for election. There's one certainty, Sarah, for the likes of myself and everybody in the Oireachtas. There's always an election coming for public representatives. We will face the public when the time comes, and that time will be, in my estimation, will be early next year when the Dáil runs out its full 5 year term.
We heard from our reporter Barry Lenihan a little earlier on. He was hearing rumours that he was hearing reports from some people he was speaking to within Fianna Fáil that they believed that the next Taoiseach should be Micheál Martin, that he should reassume the role of Taoiseach. And I see the Irish Examiner are hearing the same things from within Fianna Fáil. They're reporting that there's a strong argument that Micheál Martin should take over as Taoiseach. They're hearing that from Fianna Fáil members. What do you think of that?
No, I don't agree with that. Look, we have a very clear and transparent programme.
You don't
government.
Think Micheál Martin should resume the role as Taoiseach?
I think Micheál Martin would give you the exact same answer that I'm giving you. We have an agreement with the Fine Gael party and with the Green party. That incorporated a rotation of Taoiseach. Micheál Martin has had his period of time in the Taoiseach's office and it has rotated now to Fine Gael. The agreement is between the political parties, the Green Party, the Fianna Fáil Party and the Green Party. It was endorsed by the membership of each of those three or three respective parties. You know, in life, Sarah, people will move on. People will move on for personal reasons and for career reasons. And just because Leo Varadkar has taken a personal and as he described himself, a political decision to move on, doesn't mean that the government has to collapse. We can't be just lurching from election to election.
Well, it's hardly lurching from election to election. You've been there for 4 years.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is when senior figures or senior players move on within government, it shouldn't trigger an election. And that would be the wrong space to be in. You know, proper democratic stability has been a huge plus for Ireland over the last number of years. International investors looking to come into Ireland as the gateway to the European Union now post-Brexit look at our stable political environment as a serious positive. If you look at what's going on in Ukraine and the eastern part of Europe, or if you look
so
at...
So do you think you will be required as a TD to walk through the Dáil and vote for whoever Fine Gael put forward as their leader to be the next Taoiseach? Do you think you'll be representing your constituents and Fianna Fáil members when you vote for another Fine Gael Taoiseach, regardless of who that person is? That's the right decision.
Absolutely. That's what we signed up for at the commencement of the programme for government. We laid out our stall. We had a consultation with our members. It's the programme for government is what's really important, and delivering upon the programme for government.
Did you though? Like, did you sign up for three Taoiseachs within the term of the government? Did anybody sign up for that when they voted at the last general election, do you think?
Well, you see, the parties signed up to each other. It wasn't Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan signing up to each other and that they were some holy trilogy or triumvirate, and that if one of them fell out, then the whole thing falls asunder. That is not the case. We have a mature, stable democracy, and if people move on as they do in normal life, in business, in whatever aspect of society, people decide for reasons of their own choosing to move in a particular direction. It doesn't mean that the whole house of cards has to fall down.
No, it doesn't. And I absolutely agree with you. I don't think there's a, if one thing happens, the other thing has to happen. But I don't know, can I accept the view that's been put forward by Fianna Fáil today, that personalities simply don't matter, that this is all about policies and the programme for government and the parties. Personalities matter, don't they? And where a person is coming from as the new leader of Fine Gael will matter.
Well, look, I mean, I think what we've seen, particularly in this government, is a mature approach to government by the party leadership and indeed by the wider parliamentary parties. Of course, there will always be tensions. You know, human nature is that there will be disagreements, there will be arguments, there will be natural working tensions. But I think by any yardstick or by any fair analysis, the management of government by the party leaderships and by their teams in terms of managing potential issues of tension or pinch points has been quite good. Look, at the end of the day, the public and the people of Ireland deserve a stable government, and that's what we're intent on doing.
Is
and
this
delivering
a huge
on
missed opportunity, I wonder, Niall Collins, for Fianna Fáil to step up and say, hold on a second, if there's going to be a new leader of Fine Gael and you want us to walk through and vote for a new Taoiseach, we want X, Y and Z in return?
No, absolutely not, because that would be a fundamental reneging upon our programme for government, and that would not be the way to go. We've signed up to the programme for government. We want to demonstrate as the Fianna Fáil party that we're sincere and that we will deliver what's within the programme for government over a five-year term, similar to how we signed up.
But you could easily get a Fine Gael leader who says, let's go to the people straight away.
I would doubt that very much. But look, I mean, there's always an uncertainty within politics. But it's my firm view that, you know, politicians are able to rise above any personality difficulties that they encounter with each other. We had that for years in this country. If you go back over the turmoil, you know, the issues and the turmoil that this country experienced politically during the 80s and the 90s, a lot of that was personality based.
Okay.
And it's
and
right
would you
and
have
proper.
Any concerns then that if we see Fianna Fáil TDs walking through the Dáil voting for another Fine Gael Taoiseach with less than a year probably to the next general election, that your job at differentiating yourselves from Fine Gael at the next general election will be even more difficult?
Absolutely not. I mean, it just goes back to where all this begun. We had a general election. We had a negotiation around a programme for government. That programme for government was presented to our party membership. Our party membership had a consultation and an engagement around that and voted overwhelmingly to enter and to deliver on that programme for government.
That was 4 years ago. Like, things have changed.
No, it's not. Well, look, governments run 5 years. So because one individual has decided to change their direction in their life for personal and political reasons, and that's Leo Varadkar's choice. And by the way, I want to wish him well on a personal level in his future life and in his future career.
Okay.
I think it's entirely appropriate that we get up tomorrow and that the work of government goes on seamlessly.
Okay, you there's a meeting tonight, I know, of Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party members. Did Micheál Martin discuss or consult with the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party before coming out and saying what he said this morning, which is that he would support the new Fine Gael leader, Taoiseach?
No, he didn't. We have our regular weekly parliamentary party meeting this evening. It commences at 6:30. Micheál Martin is dead right. And I haven't heard any dissension around the Leinster House complex today in relation to what Micheál Martin said. He is absolutely right that the public and the people of Ireland want to see a stable government. And
so you don't expect any dissension at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting this evening?
There may be, and people people are entitled to their opinions, and people are entitled to express their opinions without fear or favour.
And should Micheál Martin have taken the temperature of his parliamentary party before making a decision publicly?
No, he shouldn't, because we signed up for a 5-year period, and it goes back to the fundamental point that I made to you. Just because one senior person within the leadership of government is moving on for personal and political reasons doesn't mean that we have to.
So it really doesn't matter
around
what the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party members say this evening, then. The decision has been made.
Well, the decision was made by the Fianna Fáil membership and endorsed
by
the Fianna Fáil.
No, this decision on the basis of changing events 4 years into the government's term was made by Micheál Martin, from what you're saying, without consulting the Parliamentary Party.
There will always be changing events, Sarah. When the programme for government was being negotiated, COVID struck. COVID took the country in a complete... There's always going to be changing events out there. But we signed up for 5 years.
It's an important one, though, because Fianna Fáil members are going to be, as I mentioned, asked to walk through the door now and vote for another Fine Gael leader with a year to go to a general election. You don't think it might have been wise of Micheál Martin to discuss that with his parliamentary party before saying that's what they do?
Well, look, no, I have no issue, I just don't see the point that you're making there. Like,
okay.
Right across Europe, we're looking at a changed political landscape. We're looking at multi-party coalitions. We have to have a mature, sensible approach to how we run coalitions over the term, over the fixed term of government. And the present government enjoys a working majority within Dáil Éireann, and we'll continue to do the job of government.
Minister of State Niall Collins, thank you very much for joining us.